Good morning and welcome to United in Faith, produced and presented by the United Church in Jamaica and the Cayman Islands. We invite you to join the conversation, catch the vision, and share the hope of a Jamaica united in faith.
Welcome. I am Leslie Hare. Lord Jesus Christ, our God, you who created human beings with utter goodness, the healer of our souls and bodies, heed now the supplication of your children and save us from the threat against the world. For this affliction has spread ferociously, and the fear of death has surrounded us. Many have suffered and are suffering. Many have passed on, and there is none to save us except you, O Lord. Undo the dangerous effects of the virus and heal people across the world, gracious Lord. And may all this cultivate our faith. Through this crisis, may all people know that you are the only God, and we, your people, are not bound by death, but live forever. For you are our hope, and our whole life is in your benevolent hands. We give you thanks now and forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. A prayer adapted from the World Council of Churches. In studio today, to share a reflection in light of the COVID-19 pandemic and our synodical subtheme for this quarter, Stewardship and the Disciple, is the Reverend Dr. Henroy Samuels, Regional Deputy General Secretary of the United Churches Northeastern Regional Mission Council. Rev. Samuels, welcome to United in Faith, and please share the message for the people that the Lord has placed in your heart.
Good morning, my sisters and brothers. I invite you to keep in mind Genesis 1, 27 to 28, as we explore briefly humanity's place in God's creation. The United Church, during this, the third quarter of the year, will be focusing on the theme, Stewardship and the Disciple. And if I were to ask, what is stewardship? The first thing that would probably come to mind is tithing and offering. Yes, returning or tithe and offering is part of our stewardship responsibility. But I want to suggest that the stewardship concern goes way beyond tithe and offering. My understanding of stewardship is that I am a creature of God, but I am not the only creature. But as a crown of God's creation, I have a responsibility to cooperate with and care for all God's creation. The fish of the sea, the birds of the air, the land animals, the plants, and my fellow human beings. The care for all of creation is a God-given responsibility entrusted to us. Genesis 1, 27 and 28. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living creature that moves on the ground." And we should be careful not to take the word dominion to its extreme and use it as an excuse to exploit and abuse God's creation and control and hold on to it as if we have sole right to it. For when we do, we not only hurt and destroy the rest of God's creation, but we hurt and destroy ourselves as well. The text does not give us the right to plunder the earth for our own ends. Rather, it is a responsibility to care for the earth and all living things in the way that God would wish. The stewardship role of the Christian, therefore, should involve ensuring that the rights of every aspect of creation, both human and non-human, are protected. So in a world in which greed, abuse, and exploitation are the order of the day, we need to reinterpret God's mandate to us in this text and understand that human beings have no God-given right to hoard, exploit, deface, or destroy God's creation. God values his creation. And as human beings who are given special responsibility to care for all creation, we must value and care deeply for what God has entrusted to us. One of the themes of the doctrine of creation is the coexistence and interdependence of all created things. We do not and cannot exist on our own. We are dependent on each other as human beings, on the world of nature. We coexist with the animals, the soil, the sun, water, and all forms of life that they produce. So our lives, our well-being and happiness are dependent on how well we care for creation. As the crown of God's creation, humanity's role is not to control, exploit, and abuse. It is rather to care. And it is in our best interest to care for all God's creation. I want to suggest that environmental practices determine our health, safety, and wealth. We will be healthier, safer, and wealthier when we begin to take care of our environment as God expects us to do. Can I say that we invite disaster and disease when we don't care for the environment? When, for example, we dump our garbage in the gullies and throw them from our car windows onto the streets? And when we expect government to find the resources to clean up after us? And flooding and disaster are often the result of such bad, careless environmental practices. Because of bad environmental practices, we witness every day the destruction of plant life, animal life, our rivers, and our beautiful landscape. Have you noticed the types of disaster and disease that plague us nowadays? resulting in the loss of so many lives? Have we disturbed something that we should not have disturbed? Are these the results of careless living and bad environmental practices? As human beings, we bear the image of God and are therefore God's representatives. We have a special role within creation, and that role is not to exploit and abuse and be self-centered. As God's representatives, we are stewards or caretakers. We have a God-given responsibility to care for each other and the rest of God's creation in a way that is consistent with God's will. For when we do, the earth and all of us will be healthier, safer, and richer. Let us pray. Loving God, Creator of all things, we thank you that you have called us into being. You have filled the earth with good things and given us the responsibility to care for them. Give us the wisdom to understand how interdependent we are, and that when we care for each other and nurture it, it is to our benefit. We surrender to you and ask you to restore our lives for the restoration of all creation through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
God of creation, there at the start, before the beginning of time, with no point of reference, you spoke to the dark and fleshed out the wonder of life. And as you speak,
please join some of our congregations for their streamed worship services this morning. Hope United Church on Facebook at 8 o'clock. Webster Memorial United Church on YouTube at 8 o'clock. And Ridgemount United Church on YouTube at 9 o'clock.
I can see your heart.
Hello, boys and girls. Vacation Bible School 2020 comes to you this year from July 27 to 31, 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. daily. The theme, Overcomers for Such a Time as This. We're going to have so much fun, and registration is free. All you have to do is talk to your pastor or your Sunday school superintendent about registering electronically. VBS 2020, Overcomers for Such a Time as This, July 27 to 31, 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. daily.
Thanks to the Reverend Dr. Henry Samuels, Regional Deputy General Secretary of the United Churches Northeastern Regional Mission Council, for his inspiring reflection this morning. Thanks also to our studio engineer, Andre Saunderson. I am Leslie Hare. Please join us again next week at the same time.
Let us reach this generation.
That was United in Faith, produced and presented by the United Church in Jamaica and the Cayman Islands, 12 Carlton Crescent, Kingston 10, telephone 926-8734. Email us at synod@ucjci.com and find us on the World Wide Web at ucjci.com. Please join us next week for another United in Faith.